Next patient is Mr. William Mattern. The last name is M-A-T-T-E-R-N. Number one, clinical case of a 74-year-old white male that has a history of pulmonary fibrosis that was treated with a liver, with a lung transplant 7 years ago. The patient was initially immunosuppressed with sirolimus, tacrolimus, and prednisone. The patient has developed chronic kidney disease that he thinks is related to the administration of sirolimus, S-I-R-O-L-I-M-U-S. This medication was discontinued, and at the present time, the titration of the tacrolimus is being done by the lung transplant team, period. Initially, the patient was taking 0.5 milligrams of Prograf on daily basis. The level was extremely low. They increased to 0.5 milligrams POBID, pending is the result. Meanwhile, we have been following the kidney function, and the patient has a kidney function that has remained stable. The serum creatinine is 3, the BUN is 50, the estimated GFR is 21, the serum electrolytes are within normal limits. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia, and there is no evidence of metabolic acidosis. The CO2 is 30, period. Prior to coming to Florida, the patient had implantation of the peritoneal catheter to start on hemodialysis. However, since he has been asymptomatic and maintaining this level of kidney function, the patient decided to have the catheter removed. Dr. Burch, B-U-R-C-H, is going to remove the catheter tomorrow. Period. Will be attentive to the tacrolimus level. Number two, the patient has anemia that is significant, 9.6. We are going to refer him to the Cancer Center for the administration of ESA. Following number, lung transplant that is functioning well. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face evaluation and answering all the questions and making of the plan of care from now on, 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes. Reevaluation in a month.